Jeff, let me press you on something here. You make the contention that it would be the same thing, you know, if the Obama administration wants to tell Catholics they have to require something they don't agree with, it would be the same thing to require a Jehovah's Witness, for example, or a Scientologist, for example, they'd have to do something that they don't agree with. But what people have said on this is that this is an assault on the Catholic Church. So by your standard, if they were going to do that, if they were going to require other religions to do things they don't agree with, wouldn't those also be assaults on those religions?
Those things are already happening. That's exactly my point. And they have been happening for years, not under the Obama administration, but going back forever.
Does that make it right?
Yes, actually, it does make it right. It makes it right that people are covered in their insurance for things that they need. And this is precisely, Scott, exactly what you point out, this argument. This is precisely why we leave the practice of medicine to the doctors and the practice of theology to the clerics, because the two should never meet. There is no rationale. There is no reasonableness when you leave it up to the religions to determine who should get insurance coverage for what, because it violates a particular tenet of their religion. People need blood transfusions. People need psychiatric drugs, and women need contraception. They need access and the freedom to choose what they do with
Kylan,
their own bodies.
Kylan, go ahead.
Yeah, we can argue about other religions and their role anytime, but there has to be a difference between something that would be life-saving versus something that even Catherine Sebelius is calling preventive care. It is not a requirement. It is not a necessity. And this is a new line, and even the USA Today said it's a line the Obama administration didn't just cross but galloped over.
Well, so what? That's a bit of hyperbole from one editorial writer. No, I mean, it means absolutely nothing. Psychiatric drugs
are
generally not. Excuse me.
Well, let her ask her question. Go ahead, Kylan. What's the exact question you want him to answer?
Are you really prepared to argue that there is not a difference between life-saving care and preventive care?
Yeah.
No. Am I prepared to argue that? No. What I am prepared to argue is that I do not want, as a taxpayer, and I do not want, as someone who pays for insurance, any religious leader, whether it's mine, yours, or someone else's, dictating to me or anyone else what they can and cannot have access to. It is not their business. They ought to stay out of it.
All right. Jeff got to speak. Kylan, hang on one second here. I let Jeff go first here. This has gotten quite heated. So in an attempt to be fair here, I'm going to let Kylan go last here. And Jeff, if you would not interrupt her, I'd appreciate it. Go ahead, Kylan.
Jeff he doesn't want the church being having any say in this matter. Clerics should just stay out of it. Well, then, you know, we can find out what it's going to be like when the clerics go home and take their services and their dollars out of the charitable market. They provide a substantial amount of charity in this country, and we would be hard pressed to meet the gap without
it. Don't they do it for altruistic reasons? Or are you saying that this is some kind of blackmail, that if we make them pay for coverage that people need, that they're going
to
take their marbles and go home? That's not very charitable, I don't think.
You were asked not to interrupt. Thank you.
I didn't. I let you finish.
All right. Kylan Wright is with Texans for Life. Also, Jeff Berg. We're just out of time for this segment. I always appreciate it. It gets very heated, and it is one of those scenarios where you have to do your best to try to make sure everybody gets equal time, and it's tough, because what we're trying to do here is give you the information with 0% spin. That doesn't mean you won't hear heated opinions, but you will hear from all sides here at News 92 FM. It is 9:59.